USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Movie star and former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger told Russians in a video posted on social media that they had been lied to about the war in Ukraine and accused Vladimir Putin of sacrificing Russian soldiers' lives for his own ambitions.
As a longtime friend of the Russian people, I hope that you will hear what I have to say. I know that your government has told you that this is a war to denazify Ukraine. Denazify Ukraine. This is not true. Ukraine is a country with a Jewish president, I might add, whose father's three brothers were all murdered by the Nazis. Ukraine did not start this war. Those in power in the Kremlin started this war.
With a threat of another COVID spike coming to the United States, deaths are down by 57.6% to only 750 per day. The total number of deaths is up to 975,000. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications, Zantac or ranitidine, and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
According to a story reported by Politico, the Trump administration asked for Department of Homeland Security officials to investigate potential voter fraud at least 7 months before the 2020 presidential election. Former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, an ally of then-President Donald Trump, asked senior DHS officials to have the department's Office of Intelligence and Analysis look into potential voter fraud related to mail-in voting. The DHS Intelligence Office did not release any materials substantiating voter fraud at that time, but did warn in September 2020 that Russia was trying to undermine Americans' confidence in the security and validity of mail-in voting. In a video call earlier today, President Joe Biden and China's President Xi Jinping spoke for the first time since November amid concerns that China will help Russian President Vladimir Putin's ongoing invasion of Ukraine. The White House said the leaders spoke for about 1 hour and 50 minutes. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Looks like major United States oil companies have some explaining to do, this time to Congress.
The Senate Majority Leader says U.S. oil executives will soon be called to Capitol Hill. New York Democrat Chuck Schumer says U.S. oil companies are enjoying an avalanche of cash while drivers continue to suffer. He notes the gas prices should be dropping as global oil prices decline. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Amazon announced that it had closed its acquisition of Hollywood studio MGM just 2 days after European regulators said the deal would not significantly reduce competition in European markets. The retail giant announced the $8.5 billion deal in May, making it the second largest acquisition following its $13.7 billion deal with Whole Foods in 2017. The latest acquisition is aimed at boosting Amazon's streaming services to compete against Netflix and Disney+. A trio of Russian cosmonauts launched to the International Space Station this morning. They lifted off aboard the Soyuz MS-21 spacecraft in Kazakhstan at about 11:55 a.m. Eastern Time. The crew's launch and trip to the space station, which should take just over 3 hours, will be streamed live on NASA's website. This will bring the station's crew count to 10. Typically, Soyuz launches include two cosmonauts and at least one NASA astronaut due to crew swap agreements between Russian space agency Roscosmos and other agencies. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.